Uh-oh. Your Are you going to play something AI?
Wait, your name used to be Norm? Norm?
Yes, Fatty. Myron is typing on Vera's account. No, there's not a chance in hell that I could multitask like that. No way.
There's so many names that I've heard for the two of you. You know, Myron. Gooch.
Well, that's all. See, that's all Fatty. Fatty's part of Fatty's shtick. God love him. is that he messes up. He cutesy messes up words and changes them around. It's adorable. That's why we all love him. Just to varying degrees.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He cutesy messes up words and changes them around. It's adorable. That's why we all love him.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4109 of the BFO for Monday the 6th of November 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my old coal miner's weekend. Big Fatty, let me go get my Metamucil. Reflectors, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're reflectors because, y'all, this past weekend, Big Fatty had his 45th old coal miner weekend celebration. And, y'all, it really made me reflect on things. Big Fatty, so you're just kind of like a shiny mirror. No, I just thought, oh, that's right, you just living in the past, something like that. Dear Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show, and y'all, Big Fatty's weekend celebration began Thursday evening, and y'all, I stopped by the coal mine and said hello to everybody, and it was lovely, just lovely, and I think they were happy to see me, and Big Fatty, and happier when you left, probably so. But from there, y'all, we were, coal mine weekend, old coal miner's weekend was at the motel right around the corner from the coal mine. And so, y'all, I took old Ruby Red over there and got her all parked and went in. And, y'all, they had the registration in the lobby and, you know, we had all paid our cash money for the event, and y'all, they checked you in, and they gave you a bag. oh, Big Fatty, just what you need, another bag. Well, it had old coal miner's 45th reunion and on it, and y'all inside, y'all, we got a hat. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love a hat. We got a hat with a old coal miner's 45 on it. And then what else was in there? Y'all, they had, what did they have? Y'all, there was a coin in there. And it was minted to commemorate the old coal miner's 45th weekend. And then there was a, what else? Oh, y'all, there was a flag. Oh, Big Fatty, a coin, a hat, and a flag. Yes. So, y'all, there was flogging going on. Big Fatty, I know Casey in Denver wishes he had been there for that, true. But y'all, it was a, we each got a little, got a kind of a banner flag thing, and y'all, I've already got it hanging up on a pole. Is it the North Pole? No, at the Villa. And then, you know, there was other kind of information and all in there. And y'all, then they had a little something for the ladies. Y'all, it was a piece of jewelry. And y'all, it's just kind of ugly. But Big Fatty got it, and so y'all, I brought it home, and where did I hang it? I hung it somewhere, you know. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you hung it on the ugly tree, yes. But then that evening, y'all, there were six coal miners from my quarry back in the days that were there, including Big Fatty. And y'all, it was so good to see all of them, and we hung out over the weekend and just caught up with what each other is doing nowadays. And y'all, there was a reception. There was a dinner. Y'all, there were no complimentary cocktails. Can't tell. One moment, please, y'all. I'm going to have a little bit of my hot tea. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that was a quick sip of the hot tea. It was. It's because it's a little hot. then we had a dinner. We had a dinner. It was the buffet. And let's see, what did they have on the buffet? I am delighted that we have our big hoop-de-doo on Thursday night, because y'all, it just kind of frees up the weekend some. But Thursday night, there was a big solid, and then there were some vegetables and some roasted potatoes. And y'all, then they had a chicken dish, and they had braised short ribs, and of course there was a Parker House roll, and of course there was a dessert. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people love a Parker House roll and dessert. It's true. It was kind of a mini bundt cake, and it had like a core of caramel, and then there were cut up strawberries to put over the top of it. And y'all, y'all, I was hungry by the time that rolled around. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Yes, Big Fatty, the motel can fix a nice short rib. Well, they did. And y'all, I guess we were all done that evening, probably about 9 p.m. in the evening. Oh, Big Fatty, you were up late. Well, there were some in the room that were already yawning, I can tell you that. Yes, Big Fatty, present company included. And, y'all, I gotta tell you, these old coal miners, some of us are in better condition than others. And someone not in good condition at all, but I give them credit for coming. And y'all, the six coal miners from our quarry that evening made a pledge that we promised to come back in 5 years for our 50th old coal miners weekend reunion. And I think it really struck home with everybody that says, I'm glad we made that promise to each other. And y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, so I got home on Thursday night, and y'all, I was pretty much ready for bed. And so I got home, and you know, I had to take the go-to-bed pills and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, then I couldn't help it. Y'all, I had to stay up because I was home by about 9:30 or so. I had to stay up and watch the Big Brother app, because, y'all, it was the live evacuation. And, spoiler alert, skip forward about 38 seconds. Y'all, I am so happy that they finally got that Serena out of the Big Brother house, and she's over there with with Edgar and the rest of them over there in the jury house. And y'all, it just love it. And y'all, they showed them coming into the jury house, and y'all, it was quite lovely. But y'all, it just made me so happy that she's gone. And y'all, there was another live eviction on Sunday night. Now I know who won the head of household and who was put on the block. But I won't spoil that today. No, Big Fatty, you'll soil that today. Well, anyway. But anyway, y'all, there was nothing on the schedule until late afternoon on Friday, and so y'all, I just kept my normal routine pretty much, and did my nipple walks and everything, and y'all, had a nice big solid for my lunch, and y'all, then I headed on back down to the coal mine. is having a spectacle, a twilight spectacle, if you will. And, y'all, it was lovely. And, you know, we walked around the mine and, you know, checking out the young coal miners, y'all. Like, we can't believe that we were ever that young when we went into the coal mine for the first time. And, y'all, it was a lovely evening. And, but y'all, it got cold. And, you know, it's just a chill on the back of your neck. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you don't like to have that cold air blowing on the back of your neck. No. And so, y'all, they had the rest of the group decided to go their own ways. I think some of them went back to the motel and had some supper. But, y'all, I really wasn't hungry. I wish I had gone with them in retrospect and just sat and, you know, maybe had an appetizer or something like that, some soup maybe. And but I didn't, and I'll know better next time. And so, y'all, I came on back here to the villa, and, y'all, I was, I was tired. But I wasn't quite ready for bed, so I caught up on something on the TV machine. I don't remember what it was, but y'all, I got into the love chamber fairly early, probably around 9 p.m. in the evening, because y'all, the Saturday was going to be a long day, started early and ended late, and so y'all went back down to the coal mine. Y'all, they were giving tours. They were given tours of the coal mine as it is today. Y'all, it's changed quite a bit from the days when we were there with the donkey driven carts and everything. And y'all, they've even got, I think it's something like that AI, the canaries they can smell the gas. Big Fatty, I bet they smelled you as soon as you walked up. Well, probably so. But y'all, it was lovely visiting that. And y'all, they had a few other festivities for us. And y'all, then we had a barbecue lunch. Y'all, and it was really good too. But y'all, they had a Winnegar barbecue sauce to put on there. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, it was strong. I mean, I didn't have to trim my nose hairs. It took care of them. But y'all, and then after some other activities that afternoon, we went back to the motel and just had some Snicker snacks, chip and dip, and nachos and things like that. And everybody had a little cocktail. Again, we had to purchase it. And Then we kind of had a little program to talk about the old coal miners that had gone to the to the old, smokestack in the sky, if you will. And so we had that, and we all had our goodbyes. Y'all, lots of pictures were taken during the weekend. Y'all, we recreated some pictures that were made back when we were coal miners, and we in Big Fatty, and you look like hell now. It's true. But anyway, y'all, I got home, I don't know, about 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I had not finished closing my exercise ring. So y'all, I went out on a little nipple walk around Fat Acres, just the inner circle. That was enough to get my rings closed, and I had taken my go-to-bed pills prior to going out on that, and y'all, so by the time I got home, I was ready for the ave chamber, although I did need to fall back. Yes, Big Fatty. Some things automatically update, but there are a few things that you have to just do it manually. So Big Fatty took care of everything except Ruby Red. Y'all, I hadn't had Ruby Red fall back, but anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Woke up about 10 after 5 a.m. in the morning, which is about right, because Big Fatty, wakes up between 6 and 6:30, and I said, no! And y'all, I just rolled right back over and slept for another hour and a half. Got up, read the paper, had my brufkas. I have not done the Sudoku because it's the big one, but I did all my other puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, there's already Tom Turkey decorations up, and there's even some Santa Claus decorations up. Be ready. Came back and played a little of the Candy Crush, and y'all hadn't even had the TV machine on all Sunday afternoon. Then I got me a nice hot shower, and Veda and I recorded the LFC, y'all, around noon on Sunday. He and the Jar were going to hang out on Sunday afternoon and evening, I guess. And I've just had a leisurely afternoon, and now, and did I mention I had another solid? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I go to my doctor for my Medicare annual health screening on Friday. But y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, and I hope it's a wonderful week, y'all. Big Fatty's going to start decorating the villa for Crema on the inside this week. I'm sure the Crema tree will be up and decorated by the time for right at Fatty's comes along, but we'll have to wait and see. I may not get around to it. And y'all, my refrigerator, I'm not sure if the ice maker has stopped working, but the water dispenser has. So y'all, I may have to be looking for a new Frigidaire here soon. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids are over there at Three's a Crowd. And old gal, what do you have to say about...
He cutesy messes up words and changes them around. It's adorable. That's why we all love him.
Oh, yes. Who the hell is he talking about, Big Fatty? I have no idea.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.